Boom. Welcome to the Amateur Opinions Fantasy Football Show. Thank you guys for joining us. I'm here with Easy. We have...
What's up?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good.
We've just come from the... International break. We're getting ready for the new game week. Game week five.
Yes, sir.
So... Yeah, okay, I mean, we can just get straight into it. The first game is Everton-Liverpool.
Big one.
Massive one, yeah.
Big one.
It's the game of the season so far, I think, in terms of potential fireworks.
Sure.
We've got Liverpool, who just conceded 7 goals and are looking a shell of themselves at the back. They also conceded, was it 3 against... Leeds, you know, so they haven't really been buttoned up at the back. So,
sure,
it's going to be an interesting one. What are your thoughts there in terms of transfers and stuff?
I mean, I have Salah and I have Calvert-Lewin in my team. I recommend that most people should, by now, you should have one of the two or Sadio Mane. Because I think even in the 7-2 thumping, Salah still managed to get 2 goals, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So, as much as Liverpool are having problems with the back, Salah is always a threat.
I mean,
Calvert-Lewin seems to be like the buy of the season, I would say.
Yeah.
Which is why I have him. I mean, he's just scoring goals for fun. So I have those two. If you don't have any of these players, I recommend that you get them in as soon as possible, just for the long term.
Would you say a cheeky James
looking good?
James transfer in
100%. I would recommend
for this game.
If anyone has the means to get him in, I don't see why not. I always feel a bit. I don't like having too many eggs in one basket. So if I'm gonna have Calvert-Lewin, I don't want to have him and James. You know.
Yeah.
In one game, that's just me.
And
personally.
Salah.
Exactly, because now. My team depends so much on
that
one game. If Everton lose 2-0, that's 2 players out for me. So I like to spread the risk a little bit. I've gone with Calvert-Lewin. If you have another striker, James is always a good option. What are you thinking? Are you thinking of bringing James in?
Actually, I hadn't really thought about it, but he's definitely one of the options I would. But the biggest question is always, who would you sell for that, you know? So, and
sure.
Would you take a hit for it? Probably not. But you know, Calvert-Lewin is a captain option for me. But I always have a rule for, you know, not captaining the early kickoff game. Like it's the game I vowed never to captain a player from there. Yeah, it just never works out. I don't know why. It just never. And it screws up your weekend because, you know, you're not looking forward to your captain playing anymore. He's already played. He's done nothing. You just look like a dumbass with your 4 points from your captain while everyone else has, you know, captains yet to play, that kind of thing. So
yes,
that's one thing that'll, you know, stop me from captaining him, even though I do think he can easily score a brace in this game.
Sure.
Okay, next game is Chelsea-Southampton.
What are you thinking here?
Interesting game. You know, again, Chelsea not defending well. So, you know, and Danny Ings typically does well against big teams as well. So he'd be an interesting option. Would I transfer him in at Old Trafford, at Stamford Bridge? Probably not. But if you do have him, don't sell him. Because he's playing a big team. Don't do that. Keep him in. This is a good fixture for him. I know a bunch of people who transferred him in last game week, you know. So don't, you know, lose heart because he didn't do anything. I would keep him in.
Sure.
And on Chelsea's end,
I would say keep if you have. What do you think?
Yeah, I know Werner people, a lot of my Werner friends sold him. You're one
yes,
of them.
I did.
Yeah. So that's a tough one. The person I'm looking forward to is Pulisic once he comes back. I think he'll be the man in that front line for Chelsea.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I think I just want to see Werner get on the score sheet. So I'm going to wait out. Was it last week where Chelsea were actually very convincing last week against Crystal Palace?
Mm-hmm.
They did manage to score 4 goals, but I think I want to see where they are. I can rely on for points.
Yeah. Cool.
Next game, another big one. We have City Arsenal. So news, De Bruyne is out for this game.
That's a shame.
He's out. He has a muscle injury. They unknown, you know, return date. So personally, I sold De Bruyne for this game.
Mm-hmm.
I did Makes have sense. Him, but I've shipped him out. I think Sterling's a good option.
Sterling's a doubt. I mean, City, yeah. He's also a doubt.
And he's a doubt as well. And that changes things because usually, I think on average, City's average against Arsenal is about 2 point something, if not 3. Like if you look at the number of goals they score.
And De Bruyne always kills. My plan was to buy De Bruyne. Sell Sterling, buy De Bruyne this week and captain him. That was like my long-term plan. So that's why I was a bit sad that this happened. Because, I mean, De Bruyne eats Arsenal up, whether it's home or away. Like, that's just what he does.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So without De Bruyne, without a striker, and with Arteta's... Because Arteta's got this team ticking in terms of defense, right?
Yeah.
That's one thing they're playing very defensively. So this is going to be the one time where I don't see City getting a lot of goals, especially with the injuries.
Especially without De Bruyne and possibly Sterling. Yeah.
For sure. So if those two are out, I'm out as well. So I've sold De Bruyne. I had no choice. I don't know if I'm bringing Aubameyang in.
Would you keep an Arsenal defender in your starting lineup?
If I had him, yes, I wouldn't sell him. Yeah, I wouldn't go that far to sell an Arsenal defender because I don't think he'll concede that much. Possibly, I can easily see this game being 0-0.
Yeah,
easily. That's not far out of the realm of possibility. Also, City don't look very strong at the back, so Aubameyang's a good option. I wouldn't bring him in personally, but I don't think it's the worst transfer.
Yeah,
to have Aubameyang.
I don't trust. But that's for the people. I still don't trust Arsenal going forward.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too. But I'm just thinking, if you're feeling like really, really risky and you wanna, it's one of those that could really pay off. But yeah.
Next game we have is Newcastle Man United. Now I've got Callum Wilson, definitely keeping him in with the way we're defending. I mean, if Maguire starts, then you know I'll be licking my lips to. Obviously, I want United to win because I'm a fan. But in terms of fantasy,
yes.
Callum Wilson will definitely get something. And if you have, what's this lad's name?
Saint-Maximin. Got a league to win.
Yeah, I've got a league to win. Yeah, if you have Saint-Maximin, oh my goodness, this is the game for him right here. So yes. I mean, you saw what Zaha did to us. So he's basically a Zaha type of guy. So he'd be good for this. Him and Callum Wilson. Don't put any of them on the bench. Keep them in. On United's end. Again, Bruno Fernandes is the only guy you should have, you know, in your team, really.
100%.
Because 100%. Of the penalties, not because he's playing well, but just because of the penalties. And apparently, with the Martial red card, they're predicting that Greenwood will start as the striker because Cavani's also not ready because of the COVID regulations, so he's still quarantining. So that's a good one. To keep Greenwood if you still have him, because he did score a brace last time these two met last season. So
I have him in my team. Unfortunately, he's there mainly because my hand's been forced. I was planning to get rid of him this week, but the De Bruyne thing came up, so
he's
staying in my team for one more week. Yeah.
All right, we've got Sheffield Fulham. This is an interesting one because Sheffield just signed Brewster from. Ryan Brewster, I think is his name, from Liverpool. Now he's a bright striker,
but young prospect, right?
Yeah, bright prospect. But I mean, is he going to start? Probably not. So you want to kind of use this game to look at what's happening, mainly because really Fulham, you know, are quite poor. So, but so is Sheffield. So it's one of those games. If you have a Sheffield defender, that's your best bet. And you could even transfer in a Sheffield defender.
Yeah. Fulham look terrible. They look like they're going down. Sheffield got their first Premier League goal last week. So this is going to be an interesting one.
Yeah.
Again, like, I don't know if any of the transfers here are really worth it, especially like when you think long term. Because if you bring, I mean, you might get lucky and get points from this game, maybe bringing in Mitrovic, right? But what is he going to do next week and the week after that? Just don't know if it's worth it for me.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Even Sheffield defense, they haven't really been good. So I think just stay away from this game. Just let this one go. I think you're right. All right.
For sure.
We've got Crystal Palace and Brighton next. What are your thoughts there?
Interesting. Crystal Palace, I mean, they caught a hiding last week, you know, against Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And their form prior to that was very good, you know. So it'll be interesting to see. Actually, they lost to Everton the week before, but Everton on top of the table. So
there's no shame in that.
I don't know. Yeah, there's no shame in that. And then Brighton played Everton last week and they lost. So I think both teams will be trying to bounce back. If you are going to bring a player in, it's probably Zaha for me. But I don't know if it's a must, you know, especially long term. Like Crystal Palace looks like they could be a bit of a slump going in. Mitchell, I think, is a good signing.
Would you start Mitchell in your team?
I think I would.
Yeah, I'm also Brighton, starting.
I think this is a good game to start. I actually brought him in this week.
So, okay.
Yeah, I brought him in this week, and I think it would be a good move if you're not moving any of your bigger pieces. I think bringing in Mitchell is a good move.
All right,
Brighton. No one on my radar for Brighton, to be honest.
I'll be looking at Lamptey at right back. I know he was injured sometime, but he should be back for this one. If they keep it clean against Palace, then I'll seriously consider
look to bring him in.
Yeah, because he's also pretty good going forward.
Sure.
So he's a bonus points type of guy, you know, because of that. All right, next game we have is Spurs West Ham. Did you bring in Son this week?
I did bring in Son this week. Spurs are looking like they're starting to tick. It's only a matter of time before Gareth Bale comes in, and then I think the goals will really start pouring in. I don't know if Bale will start this week, though.
He'll probably come off the bench. I think he should be fit now, I reckon.
Sure.
So for this game,
it will be tough, though. It will be a tough game. Moisey's going to
try and shut up shop. West Ham have looked really good and strong ever since that disappointing game against Newcastle at the start. So they've looked very good and very strong, very disciplined. And as far as Son is concerned, he hasn't had any returns at home. He's only had returns away from home, massive returns away from home. So for me, even though Son is a long-term target for me, I'm not bringing him in this week. I'll wait to see if he busts that home thing. I mean, he will at some point, but his next game is away, so I definitely want him in that game against Burnley away. But for this week, I'll stay away from this. Could easily be a 1-0 or it's a very low scoring. I can see that.
I can definitely see it being low scoring. I can see Spurs pressing on and West Ham just sitting tight. It's gonna be one of those games.
It's going to be interesting. If you have an Antonio type of guy, keep him in. Don't put him on the bench.
I do have him. Yeah, so.
Is he starting for you?
Who knows? Yeah, he is.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a good one.
Gets lucky.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, he plays honestly. Okay, so he plays an honest game. So we've got Leicester, Aston Villa next. You still have Vardy in your team?
I still have Vardy in my team. I think this is he's a risk. I think he has 75% chance of playing, but I'm backing Vardy. I'm hoping to get some returns from him.
Villa, even though they scored 7, they still conceded twice against the main threat of Liverpool, which is Salah. So I think even if you have Vardy, you still have a chance of getting something from this game. And if you... I actually bought Martinez, the keeper, this week for Aston Villa, because they've also looked pretty strong at the back. And he makes quite a lot of saves. And it's a long-term thing for me, because I had Pickford and I was desperate to get him out. Because he's, he's literally been poor himself, right? It's not his his defense that's let him down. He's let himself down. So I got rid of him to get Martinez. So I'm glad. Hopefully it's a nil-nil. That would be great for me. But if you have, you know, the Jack Grealish type of guys, definitely keep them in. They're riding on a high right now. So if you have Grealish starting for this game, see what happens.
That's an ambitious, hoping for a nil-nil with Leicester, eh?
Yeah, no, I know.
Cool.
Right. We've got West Ham, West Brom against Burnley. Interesting game, but it's one of those games where you just kind of let it go, I think.
Yeah.
But if you you have, I think if you have Pereira, right, that's the guy. Again, you play him. But I think this is one of those games. I'm still deciding who my long term 5 million midfield option is. So, and you know, the West Brom guys are options for that.
I honestly don't have anyone on my radar for this one. We'll see what Pereira does, but I mean, he comes in at 6 million, which is kind of expensive.
Yeah.
Don't know how West Brom are going to do over the course of the season. Exactly. And because I had to sell De Bruyne to bring in Son, it was just, this game wasn't really a standout for me.
Yeah. Another interesting one to look at is the Burnley defense to see how that goes.
Yeah. I think if you have defenders from these teams, it would be, if you have a 5 million defender that you can chuck out and bring in, I don't think it's a bad game. I can see this one being low scoring.
Yeah. Premium defenders haven't really done well this season. It hasn't really been worth, especially if you have the Trent, Alexander-Arnold's, do you want to get rid of those guys?
Have you sold Trent yet, or is he still in your team?
I sold him after game week one. After they conceded three, I was just like, it's not worth it. It's really not worth it.
Oh, so you haven't had him since?
No, I haven't.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I'm gonna hold on to him for
He's gonna have big returns here and there for sure. He'll have, you know, a 15-point game. That kind of thing, I have no doubt. But I think for the long term, I decided to just kind of spread my wealth elsewhere. But we'll see.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. So we've got Leeds versus Wolves. Now, this is, for me, one of the games of the week, actually. I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. And I've got my man Harrison, and I've got Jimenez for this game. Jimenez is not a long-term option for me. I'm kind of waiting to sell him, to be honest. But if you have any assets in this game, I'd keep. I mean, anytime Leeds plays,
Saiz. Yeah. I do have Saiz, and he's my long term option. Really, he's solid. He's gonna be a staple in my team. I don't see, unless he gets injured, I see him in my team for the long term. Playing Leeds this week, they're playing Newcastle in the next week, and they're playing Crystal Palace. I can see them keeping at least one clean sheet in those games, which is not bad.
Yeah, considering the number of cleans that have been kept this season, one out of three is not bad at all.
Exactly. So that's, I'm not investing too much in the Wolves attack. I think it's because I have Trent that it's not very affordable for me.
It does cripple you a little bit, yeah.
It does, for sure.
All right, guys, this is game week 5. All the best of captain choices. So I said Calvert-Lewin is my number one option. De Bruyne would have been my number
against
one option.
Against Liverpool.
Against Liverpool, yeah.
Captain choice.
I think it would be risky, but
interesting,
you know. Anything can happen.
I'm going Salah for this one.
Okay. That's a good point, because Everton really haven't kept cleans at all. And Salah's been you know, on point, actually. So I think you might have a point there. And Son, you're not
want to bounce back.
Yeah.
Statistically, the chances of Liverpool losing this game are quite low because them losing back to back.
Yeah, that's not happening. Yeah.
So.
And then, would you say Son is an option?
No, because I think West Ham are going to defend really, really well, and I still think Spurs struggle to break teams down.
And like we said, he hasn't had returns at home.
Yeah.
And it's not like they've had tough games at home.
Yes, the Everton-Liverpool game will be a lot more open than the West Ham-Spurs game. It's going to be similar to, do you remember when Spurs played Newcastle? Newcastle just sat tight and Spurs were grinding and grinding. I think it's going to be one of those.
Yeah. My other option is Bruno Fernandes. He's an interesting option to have as well. Like I said, mainly because of penalties and an odd assist there. He could easily do that. So I'm still deciding.
What about Jimenez?
No, never. I'm never captaining that guy, like, ever. Because I remember last week I said, you know, this guy, he doesn't score braces. If he scores, he's going to score once or not.
Yes.
So, yeah, don't captain that guy. I mean, if you have, like, true, a Bamford, that would be a brave one, but I wouldn't do that. Not with Salah in your team.
Sure. Yeah, I think my captain choice is Salah. That's my recommendation.
I think in terms of rankings, you should. It's been 2 weeks now. Yeah, hopefully he's recovered.
He tested positive,
Hopefully he's recovered. I don't know. That's an interesting one. If he hasn't, then definitely you want to captain Salah because he's under no obligation to pass to Diogo Jota. So I would say rankings, after what we've discussed, I'd say Salah's number one, Calvert-Lewin's number two, and Bruno's number three for me. If Sterling plays, still I wouldn't captain Sterling now. Okay.
Only because of De Bruyne, right? Because that would have changed things. But yeah,
yes, I would have captained De Bruyne. And Vardy, he deserves a look in as well.
Yeah.
But he's not at the top of my list.
Not at the top for me either. Cool.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. All the best with this week. Hopefully, you know, it's a fruitful week. Hopefully we've helped you guys. But these are fantasy football amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Peace.
All right. Peace.